Welcome back to the American Journal. Excited you're all here. I can't believe we're already hit the third hour. Oh, I don't think Alex gives me enough time on air. I still got more stuff to discuss in just a bit, so don't go anywhere. In the meantime, though, we're going to be taking your calls in just a few moments. Probably like 20, maybe like 20 minutes, 25 minutes. 877-789-2539 is the number to call. If you want to join the show, again, 877-789-2539. Definitely call in. We're going to keep it relevant to the topics we've discussed thus far. The news cycle, of course. If you want to call in and ask me about aliens, chances are I know nothing about aliens, besides illegal aliens. But the others, I definitely don't know anything about. So give us a call. 877-789-2539 is the number to call. You know, I just moved to Texas a couple of months ago. We're actually almost on, I think we're at a year right now. And I can tell you that I didn't realize how bad, I mean, I visit all the time for work and whatnot. I didn't realize how bad the allergies were here. It's actually pretty bad. It's way worse than Florida. They're all year round and you feel like you're suffocating. And that's my review of Texas over these last few months. You know, my friends and family, I'm like sniffling and thought, are you sick again? I'm like, I never get sick. Because I take my vitamins, as many of you guys know, over at thealexjonesstore.com. But I'm never sick, but I do have a lot of allergies. And I'm dying here in Texas. All right, speaking of just, this isn't even a good pivot. But when you have ADHD, you just got to run with it. All right, let's turn to this. The Trump administration's DOJ has proposed a new rule that would allow the Attorney General's office to review and potentially suspend state or local bars from their disciplinary investigations. Big word here. Big word. Now, this is really, really important. Why? Because, well, the DC bar is a very corrupt bar who's been going up against a lot of key Trump players. You know, people like Ed Martin, Rudy Giuliani, Jeff Clark. It's been weaponized because it's run by a group of liberal hacks who are abusing their powers. Well, the DOJ is finally beginning to push back, and they're doing so by making this argument, which we greatly appreciate, of course. So hopefully we can get something on this, because again, the fact that they're able to do this, go after conservative attorneys and try to push away any type of conservatives from becoming attorneys, or I mean, because that's exactly what this is, right? Because if they eventually go down the list of these fighters in Washington, D.C., these conservative attorneys who are fighters, I should add that, you, as president of the United States, or any type of conservative who might need an attorney, well, you're not going to be able to find them. You're not going to be able to find them. And so we've got to get to the point where the DC bar isn't weaponized to go after allies of conservatives. Because essentially what's going to happen is you're going to notice very quickly that when conservatives are looking for lawyers, they're not going to be able to get the best lawyers. And it also is worth noting, too, I know Jeff Clark and my girl Mel Kay did an incredible sit-down interview. They chatted up about this now that Jeff Clark's no longer in the administration. And they went through how the law schools are a massive issue. Why? Well, because there's a lot of Marxism weaved into all of it. It's absolutely crazy, but it's what's going on right now in these schools. So until we're willing to take on these fights and trying to preserve the legal system in the best way possible by filtering out all the legal garbage, those who are politically trying to capture the DC bar, other bar associations and whatnot, we're not going to see anything really take place here. So this is a good first move by the DOJ. I'll give them a win when I can, because, you know, I love attacking them for the most part because I don't think they're doing anything. But this is a good first win, and I think we need to keep pushing for that. All right, folks, I'm going to get to another story in about, let's just say 2 minutes, regarding Jack Smith. A new complaint had just been filed over with the bar as well. I'll bring that to you in just a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Like I told you, and I keep telling you, you got to text the word InfoWars to 342581. That's 342581 right now. The word InfoWars, it's one word, and you could get the free methylene blue, the liquid droppers right now. So stop what you're doing and text that number right now. This is going to end in a few hours. Again, it's ending today. So do that right now. 342581 is the number. And the word is InfoWars. All right, more to discuss in just a second. We're taking your calls. So we'll be right back.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot. and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Waking up America one narrative at a time. Brianna Morello is live on the American Journal right now on band.video and x.com.
Welcome back to the American Journal, third hour of the program. I don't know where time goes. It's just flying by today. It really is a great one. It really is a great Monday. I'm excited for today. A lot happening over here. We've got our eye on a lot of things happening in D.C. We'll keep you posted if anything big happens, though, of course. I don't want to waste your time. We only report on the most important information. We've got our team watching a couple of things going on right now in Washington, D.C. In the meantime, though, I will be taking your calls in just a few moments. So if you want to join the show, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. Again, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. We look forward to hearing from you. By the way, folks, if you didn't know, let me just give you a little information. I did break it with Alex, obviously, last week, if you missed it. But I will no longer be hosting the show as of Friday. I'm going to be helping Alex behind the scenes on starting up his new news division. So we look forward to that. But if you want to follow my work as I step back into the independent space, of course, there's a couple of platforms that you guys could use right now, and they are free for you to follow me at. The first one I want to tell you about is independentnewsroom.com. That's independentnewsroom.com. It is my email list, and I only send out maybe like two exclusives a month. But if you are someone who's a fan of exclusive content that you're not going to see in the corporate media, definitely sign up for this email list. Again, I'm not going to spam you or sell your information. I literally just send out the most important piece of information through that list. It is a website. It's independentnewsroom.com. So make sure you head on over there. Also on Rumble, you can just find me, Brianna Morello, on YouTube as well. And on X too, Brianna Morello is where you can find me on Twitter as well. So make sure you do just that. I'll be plugging that all week long, of course, so we could stay in touch. But again, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be working with Alex and the team on the next project, but just not hosting this three-hour show because it is an absolute marathon. And we're focusing on what we could do as we get ready for our next journey, of course. So I look forward to just that. But let's go back to the news. As many of you know, I just teased it a little while ago. The Center to Advance Security in America, well, it's a conservative nonprofit watchdog. They plan filing a supplement bar complaint against, get this, former special prosecutor Jack Smith. And they're doing it with the New York Appellate Division. What is this all about? Well, this group is filing the complaint. Their initial complaint was filed in October for alleging that Mr. Jack Smith was very unprofessional. In fact, he violated, in their terms, the professional conduct rules by disregarding federal court orders. Specifically, they're citing Jack Smith's continued operations after a ruling deemed to be illegal that was handed down by Judge Elaine Cannon. As many of you guys know, she was the one who was was the one supervising the fight in the Florida case. So that's a big, big deal. Now, again, the watchdog group, is emphasizing the need for an immediate New York bar investigation into Jack Smith. And so they're hoping that New York does jump on board to do just that. Again, it's all very complex, of course, but this is what's going on right now in this time. I mean, I don't know if New York's really going to jump on board to reprimand Jack Smith, because we all know that the New York AG was a part of all of this as well. So it's a very complex issue, very, very complex issue. All right, let's get to this one. As many of you guys know, I try to cover the antitrust stories, and we did extensively talk about the woman who was running the division, Gail Slater, who was ousted because, well, they didn't really like her. Not that she was not doing a good job. Those who are lobbying for certain companies may have pushed her out. Those are the accusations that her team has made, of course. But now the antitrust division, it's up in the air. But there was this settlement agreement. I want to get to this because this was a big one. We're going to hear Kid Rock weigh in on this. Live Nation, the parent company of Ticketmaster, reached a settlement agreement with the DOJ's antitrust division on March 9th, resolving an antitrust lawsuit that accused the company of illegally monopolizing live events through controlling venues, promotions, and ticketing. The agreement avoids now the potential breakup of the companies and will keep them in this. Now, again, this is actually big news because it doesn't really do much to break them up, reserving about 50% of the non-executive venues. That's referring to ticket sales, of course. Live Nation will also contribute to a $280 million fund to address damage claims from particular states. That's one of their settlement agreements, too. There's a lot there. It's a very complex issue. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it's the easiest issue to understand. But Kid Rock is simplifying it for you all at home. Yesterday, he was actually sounding off on Fox, and he was detailing specifically what this means for his fans in clip 11. Take a listen.
Name me one other business that doesn't control their inventory. Let's start there. And then come to find out the other day, these people were exposed. Not only exposed for what they've been doing for years, which I said there's a lot of corruption and fraud going on, and I employed Congress to go subpoena contracts between buildings, artists, managers, everybody. Now it comes out verbatim that the DOJ released, they're screwing my fans. Like, let me just preface this by saying, like, the trolls and media and everybody, they can come after me all they want. I could care less, sticks and stones. You come after my fans, who are arguably outside of our military, the best this country has to offer, hardworking people who just want to have fun, and they're laughing about screwing them over, charging them $250 to park, doing this stupid platinum ticketing thing where they're raping them for $1,200 a ticket so I can make a couple more extra bucks. I mean, this is a joke. And people are pissed off about it. And I don't know, I'm just doing what I can. I'm sorry, man. I'm fired up this morning, man.
Listen, Kid Rock is definitely a force to be reckoned with. By the way, folks, don't F with his fans. Don't F with his fans. He's one of the very few musicians out there who will actually call out those who are trying to rob his fans blind. And it's really frustrating because, again, Live Nation does dominate the space. And so it's great to hear him reflect on this and be just so open about the abuse, the alleged abuse that's happened over these last few years, of course, in that industry. All right, let's jump to this. I want to play clip 13 for you next because the White House says farmer relief is in the works as fuel prices and, as many of you guys know, fertilizer costs is surging right now. And so the federal government is willing to step in on this front. Let's take a listen.
So the disruption in the Strait of Hormuz has not only affected oil and gas, it's also affected the shipment of fertilizers. Between 30 to 50% of the world's urea, which is a widely used fertilizer, goes through the Strait of Hormuz. And the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia are some of the top suppliers of the product to the U.S., according to the World Economic Forum. So the cost of fertilizer has gone up since Operation Epic Fury began. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says they're monitoring the situation and are working on a solution.
We're looking at every potential avenue to keep the fertilizer costs down as these farmers are going into planting season. No big announcements yet, but it is coming. I have been in conversation with The Hill on that as they're looking at additional funds for our farmers. So at this point, everything is on the table. This president is convicted. He is resolute. He will stand with our farmers. He knows it is a national security issue, and we're on it. So more to come on that.
As the White House tries to put a focus on agriculture, the 2025 World Champions of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association and the Women's Professional Rodeo Association visited the White House on Friday. It marked the first time in more than four decades that a group of PCRA champions had been hosted at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The last visit came during the Reagan administration, the president even donning a cowboy hat for the occasion.
This is number one of 250. Got the Constitution in there.
Yeah.
And the liner.
The Constitution.
We'll put that in the museum.
And I think it's your size.
Are you guys checking? Okay. Let me see. That's the right way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll even save the bucks.
Clearly well received there. Going back to the conversation about agriculture, Secretary Rollins says most farmers have already bought their fertilizer for the spring planting season, but about 25% have not, and they're the ones that could be most affected by the price hikes.
something that's deeply, deeply concerning. And it's important to, you know, give the Trump administration credit. They're obviously on it. And they don't want to see fertilizer or other things that our farmers rely on going up, the cost surging, which is obviously a massive, massive issue. So we'll keep our eye on that, as we always do. You guys know I'm a foodie. And when it comes to the topic of that, I've got my finger on the pulse. So we'll keep our eye on that. Let's shift over a little bit to New York City. Now, the reason why I want to get to this next story is, as someone who started off as a reporter in New York City, I have learned a lot about the corruption internally. But most importantly, this one is an absolute bombshell. The federal government isn't launching an investigation. Well, I may want to hold my breath, but I'll say that they're absolutely useless. That's because New York City has apparently spent $81,000. You heard that right. $81,000 per homeless person last year. $81,000. You might as well just give them a blank check. But of course, that's not what they're doing. They're not actually spending that money. That's if you look at how much they're claiming to spend. That's what they claim. It's a big corruption issue in New York City. So many blue cities pretend like they're trying to pour billions and billions of dollars into ending their homeless crisis, but they only increase it. Why? Because it's all a scam. It's all a scam. Let me just compare the numbers real quick before I do the deep dive. Okay, $81,000 per person in 2025. When you compare that to 2019, which was $28,000 per homeless person, that's a massive, massive increase over the last few years. Now, again, when it comes to the specific number of how many homeless people are living on the streets in New York City, back in 2019, there were 3,588 of them. And then if you compare it to 2025, it went up by at least 1,000, 4,505 homeless people. Now, listen, the reason why I'm trying to throw this and I'm trying to pitch this to you guys all to pay attention to is because of this. Back when Bill de Blasio was running the show in New York City, scumbag, horrible person, total communist, destroyed New York City. And obviously it's been a pile up since. But back when Bill de Blasio was running the show, he actually had his wife, who's no longer his wife. And I never thought she really was a wife at all. She would brag about being a lesbian prior to meeting him. I don't think she ever gave up on that. But, here you go. But they ran something called the Thrive NYC program. Now, it sounded great because at first they tell you, oh, well, we're just trying to end homelessness. So we're going to throw $1 billion into this program. And my wife here is going to be in charge of directing those funds. Now, over $1 billion spent on that program during her time as running the Thrive program. You would expect to hear about a reduction in homelessness in New York City. Well, fun fact, there wasn't a reduction of homeless people living in New York City. And it gets worse. In fact, when she was called in front of the New York City Council, while her husband was running, obviously, New York City, she was asked to account for about $750 million out of that billion. She couldn't. Couldn't cough up any receipts, couldn't tell you where it went. And guess what happened to her? Nothing happened to her. Nothing. Nothing. See, one of the biggest scams in this country right now is this fake homelessness campaign to help the homeless. You hear blue cities talk about it all the time, and there's still cesspools. Seattle, San Diego, Portland, New York City. If this administration, which I don't think they actually care to get to the bottom of it, because I feel like everyone's in on this, if they truly cared about crunching down on the corruption, wouldn't you start here? I mean, this is a massive chunk of change to not be able to hold accounts for. The fact that you can't present a single receipt, you can't even show me a single stat that proves that your efforts were at least effective. I mean, when we say successful, that's overreach at this point. We don't want success. No, 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 you wouldn't want that. If you're a Democrat, you still want homeless people living on the street, because then you'd be able to continue to funnel this money in and pretending like it's going to good causes. You'd actually use NGOs to do just that. And that's what's going on right now in this country. Again, I'm still waiting for the DOJ. Remember when they told you at the height of the Minnesota fraud that was being uncovered? Remember when they told you we're going to start our own separate entity at the DOJ that specifically looks into that? Well, we still haven't heard of a U.S. attorney being named to delegate that group, that division. So it's one of the many layers of the ridiculous, ridiculous fraud that's going on right now in this country. Again, keep your eye on that. We talked about it extensively when we've had independent journalists who cover homelessness. They're well aware, because when they do outreach and they talk to these homeless people, they say, hey, has anyone from the government ever reached out to you to try to offer you resources? Well, in certain states, if you're in like Seattle or places like that, they'll just offer you some needles. Keep at it, you heroin addict. Keep doing fentanyl. The longer you're addicted to drugs, the more we're able to leech off of taxpayers and pretend like it's going towards you, but it's not going to ever go towards you. It's going to go to these NGOs. They're going to funnel it all around so you can't track it. It's actually a very complex thing if you want to sit down, buckle down, and try to track where this money's gone. It's nearly impossible to do just that. So one of the many layers to all of this is we need, obviously, the federal government to begin looking into this, but I don't know if they're actually ever going to do that. Again, I think both sides are in on the fraud, but specifically the homeless crisis, I'd say that's just Democrats. And it's the most blatant in-your-face fraud possible, because when you look at how much money they're spending and you look at the lack of the reduction of homelessness, and then you say, hey, can I see some receipts? Do you mind proving this to me? Well, they don't have squad. And there's a reason for that. The system. The system that's a pay-to-play to scheme. And whether or not these people want to start investigating, I recommend that they do. It was one of my core issues when I was launching my reports back in New York City and was trying to sound the alarm on so many issues, but this was one of the main ones. Bill de Blasio and his wife, in my opinion, were stealing from American taxpayers, and sadly, nobody had the guts to go out there and expose it. All right, let's keep digging a little bit. SNAP recipients are filing a lawsuit because they're so upset at the Department of Agriculture for refusing to cover their sugary foods, energy drinks, candies. Yeah, that's what they should be able to use your tax dollars for. Challenging waivers granted by multiple states, including Colorado, Iowa, Nebraska, Tennessee, and West Virginia, that restricts the use of SNAP benefits to purchase sugary foods and drinks, soda included. How dare you try to crunch down and demand these people who are going to be on welfare for mostly probably their whole lives eat healthier. It's not just the burden on, you know, the SNAP program, but they're not a burden on their Medicare welfare programs either. Well, according to them, these plaintiffs, we can't do that. They should be able to eat garbage food, and you, the taxpayer, should be able to absorb that burden, because it's their right to be a bunch of fat asses. It's not your right to complain about it. They don't think that you should be able to limit their food choices. Folks, I don't even buy sodas for myself. In fact, I had people over my house and I bought it for them, and I was very happy. This is how I know I got a good group of friends. No one drank them. No one drank them. But the fact that, first off, by the way, did you know that the majority of people purchasing soda products are actually using their food stamp benefits to do just that? Soda has gone through the roof. I remember back in the day, you know, let me do a little throwback. My mom, because we were only allowed to have Coca-Cola or it was Pepsi. We were in a Coca-Cola family. We were a Pepsi family. My dad would get very angry if I ever misrepresented you in that sense. But whenever we had Friday night pizza, we were all allowed to have one cup of soda with that pizza. The cost of a 2-liter, by the way, I was one of seven kids. I still am, by the way. I don't know what I said was. One of seven. So obviously things are very expensive. But my mom, she would wait. She would wait for the Pepsi would go on sale, and then she'd buy it in bulk, would stock up on it. But a 2-liter of Pepsi used to be like 99 cents back in the day. And I'm not even that old. Now it's ridiculous. I was looking at the grocery store the other day. It's $4 for a 2-liter bottle. We wouldn't in the Morello household even be able to do pizza night with Pepsi and pizza. It would be one or the other. You either want Pepsi or you want pizza. It's kind of crazy when you think about it, though. I don't know how people are doing it. I don't know how people are starting big families and trying to have big families, because the financial burden is just significant. It's absolutely significant. And yeah, it's interesting to see. I literally had no idea that soda had gotten that expensive, but I don't really buy soda. All right, I want to play this next clip for you guys. It goes to show that the Me Too movement is absolute garbage and why you shouldn't believe anything you see on the internet. That's because there's a new audio that's been leaked, and it was obtained by the Hollywood Reporter. Now, this Hollywood Reporter leakage that just happened, Rebel Wilson is the crisis PR group. Now, they're outlining a bunch of allegations, but specifically they're accusing the PR group of trying to stage a potential human trafficking ring and going after a co-producer for the show, apparently The Deb. Now, I don't really watch TV these days. I'm kind of busy. But apparently this co-producer, Amanda Ghost, was their subject matter. They were trying to go out there and, according to this report, falsely accuse her of being a madam. Now, if you're wondering how those types of discussions go, well, let's take a listen to the audio that was obtained in clip 15. Take a listen.
Talked about Rebel. Like, here's the deal with Rebel, and I think you, me, and Brian, and maybe Katie, since she'll write this thing, What we have to do is the biggest piece here is that we have to connect Amanda Ghost with Vlotnik. And I was just like, so basically what we need to do is we need to create a path where we expose Amanda Ghost as like the new Heidi Fleiss. Like she masquerades as the reason why she sucks so bad at music is because she's actually getting hookers for Vlotnik, right? And that's what she does. She's an absolute madam, and that's why she's so lethal, blah, blah, blah. But he's right. Like, we can't just do like, oh, she's a bitch, she sucks. It's like, it's gotta be really, really heavy and connected to something that heavy. So we'll talk about that tomorrow too.
Oh, that's a bad one. That's definitely a bad one. This just goes to highlight how people are absolute garbage. Garbage. And what these PR companies will do to anyone who gets in their way. Thankfully, I got that audio recording. I wonder how they did, but, you know, sure, they had all legal matters or legal measures to doing just that. Again, these are all accusations being made. So we'll see as it all plays out, of course. But again, the Me Too movement, absolute garbage. And they're even turning on other females, too, these days. I want to pivot a little bit and bring an update regarding former Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro. Now, Jair Bolsonaro is a patriot. He loves his country. And, you know, the corrupt, and it pisses me off to the core because we don't call it out enough. Sadly, President Trump doesn't do just that either. The people who are running Brazil right now, which is their Supreme Court, and the person who's actually a convicted criminal who's running the show as their president, well, they claim that Bolsonaro was leading a 2023 coup attempt when he, and it was very obvious, when he was just trying to speak out on what he deemed was election fraud. Well, he's in bad shape right now. He's currently serving a 27-year sentence, which, of course, he was handed down that sentence by the Supreme Court that hates him, despises him, didn't like him. Just if you're not familiar with the foreign politics of all of this, Bolsonaro was the President Trump of Brazil. So if our Democrats got our way, this is what they wanted to do to him. It's exactly what they want to do to him. Right now, he's currently being transferred over to DF Star Hospital. He's experiencing symptoms like heavy fever, low oxygen levels, sweating, chills. And apparently he's got pneumonia, bronchopneumonia, and he's dealing with a lot of different issues, a lot of medical issues. He's also dealing with kidney function issues, which have worsened and have become more and more inflamed. The guy's not well, and they're literally going to allow him to die in prison. Keep in mind, too, Bolsonaro was also hospitalized years ago, too, in 2018 after surviving a stabbing attack. I mean, they've tried. This is the President Trump of Brazil. Now, sadly, the Trump administration, which originally he did speak out for Bolsonaro, he's really been shying away from all of this. In fact, the Trump administration took away the tariffs on coffee products from Brazil, and they never asked for Bolsonaro's freedom in exchange. It's quite alarming. It's unacceptable. And I think the American people need to stand up. We have Brazilian companies that are operating inside of the United States. How about we slap ridiculous tariffs on their beef products, their coffee products, and so much more until they free Bolsonaro? That man does not deserve to die in prison. He was never trying to stage a coup. But this is what's going on right now. Bolsonaro deserves to be a free man. It's an absolute disgrace that this administration's not doing enough to free this man because we're freeing other people. But we won't go after someone who's been an ally to this country for far too long. How sick. We've abandoned this man, and it makes me so infuriated. All right, folks, if you want to join the call list, we're taking calls in just a few moments. We've got the number right now for you up on the screen, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. We'll hear from you in a second.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Watching the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. Hey, if you haven't done it already, you got a couple more hours left. So stop what you're doing right now, and you ever want to stop, get your phones in your hand. I need you to text 342581. That's 342581. I need you to text the word. It's one word. InfoWars right now. Why are you doing that? Well, because when you do, you're going to get a free methylene blue. That's the droppers, the liquid version of it, with any purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, that sale is not going to last forever. It's ending today. And for those of you who may be having a little bit of technical issues with the link, we're working on it. I'll get back to you on X. I've seen those posts. But right now it's working. And so from what I've been told, so 342581 is the number to text. And it's one word, InfoWars. Again, we just launched this. It's only going to be for a couple of hours today. So stop what you're doing and do just that. 342581 is the number to text. And the one word that you're going to want to text is InfoWars. Again, that's for free methylene blue. That's the liquid droppers with any purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com. And that is going on right now. So make sure you do just that. Only a couple more hours left. Also, like I've told you guys before, I'm going to keep repeating it throughout the rest of the week. Friday will be my last day hosting this show. I will be shifting over and helping Alex out with building up a news division. We're very excited about that. We announced that last week. As many of you may have saw, I was on with Alex. But in the meantime, if you want to get all of my exclusives straight to your inbox, I actually have a free website that I set up for that. If you want to stay in touch, the best way to do so is to head over to the And it's there's no the. So it's independentnewsroom.com. That's independentnewsroom.com. That is where you go to sign up for the free email list, of course. And then I'm on X as well. It's just at Brianna Morello. That's where I also put up a lot of breaking news as well. And again, we're still going to be working together. Still got a lot going on. But that is the best way to stay in touch, of course, if you'd like to do just that. My articles will also be featured still on Infowars.com as well. So there is that. All right, folks, we're taking your calls in this portion of the show. I see we've got a lot of people on the lines right now. If you want to join the wait line, make sure you call in right this second. We got calls for the next 20 minutes. So let's go with the first one up, and that is Sean in California. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, am I coming in nice, loud, and clear for you?
I can hear you, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Hey, excellent. I'm going to veer just a slight step away from my topic real quick. You're talking about, you know, the homeless stuff under de Blasio not being solved. Well, this is something you find with attorneys or anybody else. They will not solve the issue because it's better business for them to keep it going. In my case, in my city of Riverside, we don't advertise our homeless outreach programs that are successful because we're afraid other cities will dump their homeless on us and overburden our system. So all those funds actually sit and generate interest for the city versus being tapped by people who actually need it or don't even know they exist. So if you'll bear with me, I bring – yeah. But it's true. I've done security work at different homeless outreaches around town, and I'm aware of some of their budgeting issues and constraints. Now, on a different element, going back to the issue about Georgia and the affidavits that were turned in down there, there was a lot of wonkiness going on. Again, attorneys will come at you with a solution, but it's not the whole solution. The affidavits that were submitted by Sidney Powell, I'm definitely calling her out. They're submitted without the line under penalty of perjury. That means those affidavits are worthless, and she, as General Flynn's star lawyer, should know better. So she's either incompetent or she was self-sabotaging to create future work. And we can't forget that Governor Kemp, around that time of 2020, a potential son-in-law for him that was dating his daughter had a mysterious truck accident in which, as Sidney Powell put it, he was thermited. Now, I'm not saying that he was, because the media covered it that it was just, you know, oh, he happened to be, you know, pinned between two trucks, what have you. But, you know, he was that kid was involved in the election integrity process, and he basically was turned into a crispy critter. So there's a lot of corruption and shadiness out of Georgia, and it's not just them. It's the bar attorneys that are foreign agents. They are working against us as much as they say they're working for us. Even the good ones can lose their bar license, like Rudy Giuliani having his suspended. So we, the people, to self-govern, we have to work through the solutions, not put it in some attorney's hands. Do you have any rebuttal or comment for me, Brianna? I'd be welcome to hear it.
Yeah, no, Sean. I mean, I know Riverside, too, California, they've done a great job of pushing back on a lot of this. So that was good to hear when you made the opening remarks regarding the homeless crisis. Yeah, no, I understand, too. It's kind of crazy that you'd have to be worried about them dumping their homeless population into your city. But, you know, I've lived in West Palm Beach for many, many years. And where I live specifically, we didn't really have homeless people. And that was because we never actually put up homeless shelters. If you actually look, I believe the whole county, Palm Beach County, doesn't have homeless shelters. And a lot of those individuals would get transported to other parts of Florida who did have the homeless capabilities to take these people in. So that was Palm Beach County's way of kind of pushing back to make sure that there was no homeless people living on the streets, was not even to have any of the resources available for people to use. So interesting element there. Yeah, when it comes to Georgia fraud, it's really infuriating, but not much has been done. I know there's a lot of local grassroots efforts to go out there and try to push back and try to eliminate it completely. But sadly, Sean, nothing has really happened. There's been no accountability. Like you cited with the boyfriend of his daughter. I mean, that was very suspicious. I know that, but nothing really came about that of substance to possibly create any type of pushback on the idea that maybe there was something wrong with the situation. I believe his car actually exploded from that incident as well. So yeah, it's one of the many questionable things. Georgia is just it's a cesspool, and you wouldn't expect it given the fact that it's Georgia, but Georgia and for those who live in the state, they've got to become more involved because there's a lot of really bad things happening in Georgia. And you guys, if you live there, you guys are going to deal with a drastic shift very, very soon if you don't start getting involved. So Sean, thank you for calling, and I appreciate that. Let's turn to Adam in Fort Worth, Texas. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brianna. I talked to you a couple months ago about the naked Somalian that bit my friend in Minnesota when he was a security guard at Somalian Mall. I just wanted to talk about, what do you think about Trump And I have autism, by the way, so I understand a little bit about getting help from the system and needing to get assistance. But I respect all the help I get, and I don't take advantage of it. But that's beside the point. Not everybody that gets help from the government is worthless and tries to take advantage of it. But I have legitimate mental health issues. But my problem. But I want to talk to you about the Ken Paxton and Trump endorsing these neocons and people that don't represent the American first interest. How do you think that's going to affect the midterms? And do you think the Republicans are going to keep the Congress in November?
Yeah, well, Adam, thank you for your question. I appreciate you calling us back in. You know, I don't see midterms going well. Seth Kessel was obviously very optimistic, and he's a numbers guy. So when he crunches at the numbers, he's optimistic from that sense. Me personally, I'm not very optimistic. I don't see it going well for a lot of us, only because of the simple fact, Adam, that there's not a lot being done. There's not a lot of campaign promises that are being carried through. We still haven't seen any major arrests. And I think most Americans are fired up and pissed off that this administration is not doing enough, that President Trump's not applying enough pressure for the DOJ to start making arrests. We're not getting the mass deportations we were promised. So I don't think it's going to go well for us. I don't. And I don't want to be a total black pill on that front, but I will be a realist. And I'm not a real fan of any of this, honestly. So there's that. I want to get to our next caller. And by the way, thank you, Adam, for calling in. I greatly appreciate you doing just that and waiting on those hold lines. And we're pulling for Ken Paxton to win. I want to get to our next caller because I'm told that he's a first-time caller. So we've got Fred on the line from North Carolina. Fred, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, can you hear me?
I can, Fred. Hey.
Perfect. I'm driving to work. You know, it's funny you bring up the black pill scenario. I've been going back and forth with my boomer folks about how they look at this war. And, you know, the older folks are, frankly, all about it. They think this is something we can't avoid because it's been kicked down the road so many times.
Mm-hmm. The argument, I guess, I'm wondering what you think of that. Then I'd pivot to one other thing, if you don't mind responding to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm having a problem with. I'm having a massive issue with, you know, trying to explain it to my boomer population, my boomer friends. You know, my dad thinks I'm a little tough on, President Trump. And I don't think I am, but he seems to think so. But when it comes to that, that's my dad's argument all the time, is that, you know, we've been kicking the can down the road. Hundreds of Americans have been killed by the Iranian regime. And so that's the justification for all of this. Fred, I just want to see why now. I mean, DHS is partially not funded. We haven't captured all of the suspected and known terrorists. We clearly have people with ties to ISIS and other agents, terror agencies, living within our government. So I wouldn't, until we purge all these people out. I mean, obviously we saw what happened at the synagogue in Michigan. That was an individual who had ties to Hezbollah through his family members. We haven't purged these people out. So I just kind of want to know, before I get like a strong opinion on this, why did we decide to do this now? Like, what now?
I agree with that, because the sleeper cell thing, I'm really kind of holding out. I'm wondering when I see a military-backed attack. You know, I don't want to say I'm looking for something like that, of course, but, you know, that's the kind of evidence I'm going to need when we see these, you know, frankly, ridiculous, low IQ attacks where nothing's done. I mean, that's obviously, those are, like Alex says, lone wolf attacks. So I'm kind of holding out to see if any of these quote-unquote sleeper cell propaganda has any fruits to bear. And I'm wondering if that's just the another apple of the rotten fruit of propaganda that maybe we've been told China's doing a lot of things that maybe they may or may not be doing. But the war machine of America is very real, and we are doing everything we can to stop it. And I don't know how at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the other thing, too. That's the other thing, too, is I don't know how we stop it. I know we have to properly fund these agencies like ICE, DHS, and expand ICE specifically to go after these people. But yeah, no, I'm deeply concerned. And I've been waiting to see, I mean, the terror attacks, the Islamic terrorist attacks we've seen, Fred, so far, I do believe have been just independent and just individuals who shouldn't have been allowed into our country in the first place, obviously. But I don't think that there's a greater conspiracy there. So that's something for folks to hold in the back of their minds as well. But yeah, no, Fred, I'm on board for that. Thank you for calling in. We greatly appreciate it. I want to get to our next caller. Let's get to Savage Dog. Savage Dog, welcome back to the show.
Woo, about time. We're under our second tornado warning in an hour.
And so far, so good on this one. It's just like a heavy thunderstorm. But if I got to go, it's because we got cows.
Save the cows.
Twister reference. I got to go. We got cows. Yeah, so I was going to call Friday, but I was too busy pouting because I found out Thursday you were leaving.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, don't feel sorry for me. I had to suck it up and walk it off. We got to figure out how to break in the new guy. Any idea who that's going to be? Is that going to be, who's that going to be?
Last I heard, the show itself is going to go likely on hiatus for a little bit, the morning show itself, because I was only supposed to be temporary, and we've since waited because we were waiting to see when the corrupt courts and judges and whatnot, we're going to actually shut down in fours. It looks like that date's now April 15th, and I was intending on going on a vacation. So there's that. So we don't really know what's going to happen right now. Everything's kind of up in the air right now. I could tell you that the intent, though, is the last I heard from Alex was to go on hiatus for the show, to shift over the crew to other shows that need help right now. Obviously, there's the two other live shows, and then we'll go from there. And I'm going to be helping Alex behind the scenes set up his new news division so that he could launch and be ready to go. We could bring more breaking news to the airwaves as it continues on. And obviously, he detailed his plans for one-hour shows. I know there's talks of me doing a one-hour show. We'll see how it all goes. But as of right now, the plan is to possibly put the show on hiatus for a bit so there wouldn't be a morning show until Alex goes live at 12 o'clock noon time, Eastern time. And yeah, I know. It's rough, but we'll get through it, Savage Dog. You got me on X, too. I was actually going to ask you, because I got to find your X name, and whether you want to say it live on air or if you want to tell our producers, and I'll make sure to give you a follow as well so we can stay in touch.
I actually sent you a couple responses last week. It's Savage Dog something. I don't know. There's a picture of an Auburn player about to get eaten by the University of Georgia mascot, Ugga, which is an English bulldog. So that's my avatar. That is Savage Dog. I sent you something about your cooking. It's like you were talking about how you had this how to do chicken parm right. It was like a 5-second sped up video. I'm like, what? That's not how it works. What, you gonna open up a Maria colander and throw it in a microwave or something? Is that how you do your chick parm? I don't get it. But
I was frying it, Savage Dog. I was trying.
Like, what do you use? Polenta? You use breadcrumbs? I mean, you didn't elaborate. Come on,
all
man.
All right, I'll give you a couple of clues. And I would love a cooking show. I don't know if we have it in the budget to do a cooking show every morning. That would really gauge my interest. But yeah, I only use gluten-free products. Target actually sells very affordable gluten-free products. Can't speak. Because gluten's horrible for you. I always feel like crap after I eat it. So I always get gluten-free flour, gluten-free breadcrumbs, and I use that. So that's what I'm tossing, some egg wash, and then I toss it in the mix of breadcrumbs with the flour, with a little bit of garlic powder, with a little bit of black powder as well. Black pepper powder as well. So I mix that all up and then I fry it. And yeah, then I put it on a rack. The key thing here is to put it on paper towels first. So you drain a little bit of the excessive oil, olive oil, and then you put it on a rack to air it out for a little bit. And then you place it in the oven. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there who were suggesting that I possibly put the sauce in the oven first and then put the cheese on top and put it on a broil. I tried that, got a little sticky, didn't really come out too well. So it's usually nonstick spray, put the chicken cutlet on it, add the sauce, add the mozzarella cheese and the Parmesan cheese, and then just put it on broil. That was yesterday's chicken parm. Thanks, guys. Dan's really on top of this one. But that was yesterday's. I try to eat chicken parm at least once a week. That's what I got for you, Savage Dog.
Yeah, chicken parm sandwich is one of my favorites. Absolutely. All right. So before I take my trip to Oz, let me get to my point. So I wanted to call Alex last week about, he was sweating. We're only sending 5,000 Marines to take the Strait of Hormuz, and it's a death trap. And 20 years ago, that would be Roger that. But, after what we saw in Venezuela, where we unleashed the discombobulator and probably other stuff that we don't really know what happened. They don't know what happened, the Cuban and Venezuelan guards. I saw a video from Benny Johnson yesterday where some Iranian sent a video in of a strike that was like nothing else you've ever seen. It was like the sky turns blue, the lights go off in the city, then the lights, like all of them turn on and turn back off, and then like an orange ball goes back up into the air. And so, you know, it looked mostly like an EMP device, but it could have been EMP plus. And I'm just thinking, you know, like the first Gulf War, right? Right after, it happened right after Soviet Union fell. So we were the only big boys on the block. And so we decided to show the world what we have. You know, everybody's like, oh my gosh, stealth technology. Yeah, that was around in the 70s. Oh my God, guided missile technology, you know, smart bombs. Yeah, we've had that. Everything's 20 years behind. So, you know, I think that he wants to show the world, especially to China. I don't want to get too graphic, but he wants to have a big pecker contest and say, look what I got, brother. And I really think that one of the things of many of the, about this war is we want to show them what we got. Like, we got the lasers coming off of destroyers taking down drones. That's just fact. You know, we've got so much stuff. And I think that this war is completely doable. It's just, I don't, for some reason, being slow rolled. And that's my hope and prayer, that if they do send just 5,000 Marines and some Rangers in, that there's going to be something like, you know, because Alex was talking about how the entire cliff face is going to be covered in artillery, their artillery, which we can't touch with our weapons, kind of like exactly like how Iwo Jima was. No matter how we bombed them for like 2 months straight, turned it into the face of the moon, and everything seemed good. But they were buried 9 stories deep with tunnels, where they just hit out until the troops came out. Now, if we hit them with a big EMP, that takes out, you know, if all they have is modern artillery, which is electronic-based, it's all fried. You know, missile launchers are fried. The only thing that the Iranians will have is their rifles and their grenades and their bayonets if they got them. You know, that's all they'll have, and I fully believe that 5,000 Marines can... And Army Rangers can take out a bunch of Iranians with just guns and grenades, because we'll also have those other troop level weapons that aren't just rifles and grenades. We'll have extra coming with us. I hope that's the plan. I hope that's why this is, you know, if we do invade, whatever, the you know, that little gap, that it's because we all know full well what we have behind us.
Yeah. Well, Savage Dog, we're going to keep our eye to it. I cannot predict the future, so I don't know which way we're going to go with this. I hope it doesn't result in more casualties as we kind of watch as it all unravels. But Savage Dog, as always, my friend, I appreciate you following. I appreciate you calling into the show. And wanted to thank you for that. But yeah, I've got my eye on it too. So we'll keep it under our surveillance. I hope you don't get boots on the ground over there, but you never know. You never know. Let's turn to our next caller. Sonia Labosco is actually on the whole lines, I see. Sonia is obviously a frequent guest on this program. We've broken so many stories with her. And Sonia, we've got about 4 minutes left, so I'll give it to you. What is on your mind?
Hey, Brianna, listen, I was just listening to the program and we're talking about all the DOJ referrals. Back in September of 2025, Kristi Noem actually made a DOJ referral for potential criminal wrongdoing against the Transportation Security Administration because of the Quiet Skies. You know, you were a savior in that story because you broke the story on Quiet Skies and also with Tulsi Gabbard. But what we're wondering now is, where is that DOJ referral sitting? We've been waiting since September. The individuals that are at TSA, they're still in charge. They're still doing all the nefarious things they did under the Quiet Skies program, just in different programs like TSA Evade and Paul Revere. They're giving themselves $40,000-year bonuses this year. They're getting $40,000 each this year for bonuses. And we're wondering, why is TSA still being allowed to have these individuals in place while there is a DOJ criminal referral over at TSA?
Yeah. Well, Sonny, that's a great question. I mean, I will definitely look into that. I'll reach out for comment as I always do to figure that one out. Because again, although there's a bit of a change that's going to be happening at DHS, I mean, it's a great question. And again, these criminal referrals, I mean, it's not just that one that's sitting on the desk of likely Todd Blanch and the other DOJ officials. There have been others. You know, James Comer has come out and he said, yeah, for the AutoPen scandal, I've made criminal referrals and passed them over to the DOJ and nothing's happened there. So Sonia, it's just very likely that it just sits on these desks and it's more of a graveyard rather than a desk that's offering some type of production of criminal charges there. But I mean, you know it better than anyone else. We've been sitting on the sidelines kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. And unfortunately, nothing of substance has taken place. And for those of you guys that don't know, I mean, Sonia does a great job of representing thousands of federal air marshals and making sure that they get their rights, obviously, that they're getting their pay. And whenever they come forward as a whistleblower, they go to Sonia first because she's obviously the one that knows all of this. So Sonia, it's just one of the many complex issues behind TSA. And, you know, as we sit here and we watch too, I mean, maybe we've got about a minute left. I'll let you take it away from here. But the federal shutdown itself, the partial DHS shutdown is resulting in TSA employees just not showing up to work. I mean, what has that done? What's the burden that's done for the federal air marshals who have to probably step it up?
Yeah, and it's really egregious right now that you're shutting TSA down because you want ICE reform. And I don't believe in that. TSA has nothing to do with ICE reform. It's a completely separate division. But the Congress is going to try to keep a stronghold on the president and things that they're not happy with him about right now. And this is unfortunate that our TSA officers are being used as pawns in this political game.
Yeah. No surprise, though, Sonia, that they do this. Sonia, thank you for calling into the show. I appreciate your time, as always, and your insights. And it's always good to see a familiar name on the hold line. So thank you, Sonia Lobosco, of course. Folks, if you're calling in, I'm sorry, we're all out of time. I will try my very best tomorrow to make more time for callers. So we'll work on that in the meantime. But if you haven't done so already, let me remind you right now, we have a bunch of incredible sales going on at the alexjonesstore.com right now. But here's the thing. All right. Just because you're listening to today's show, you get first dibs on this. I need you all to stop what you're doing and text 342581. And I need you to text the word InfoWars. That's one word right now. For the next few hours, we will be giving free methylene blue. That's the droppers, the liquid version of methylene blue, away to each person that texts just that. Again, it's only going to last for a couple more hours. So stop what you're doing and text 342581 and text the word InfoWars. Again, that's one word. We have the March mega sales going on right now. It's about to end as well. So make sure you head on over and stock up before it's too late, up to 40% off your favorite supplements. All right, that's it for me on the American Journal. The Alex Jones Show starts next.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better. At thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.